There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. Your Friday, July 20th edition. Hope everybody enjoyed the little break we had for the All-Star break, and I sure did. It was nice for 4 days during the weekday to not get up a couple hours early and get rocking and rolling, but at the same time, missed doing it, missed giving out the info, missed talking baseball. So we are back. We have a 14-game slate on tap. Pretty good one. A couple pitchers up top. A lot of pitchers in the middle to help make your decision. Hope everybody is ready for a big, big Friday night of MLB DFS action. Hope everybody's enjoying the Open Championship, the wild golf that is in England, as always. I absolutely love it. Sorry, I know it's a baseball podcast, but it's great. I wake up, it's raining there, and they're playing golf because that's what you do. It's absolutely beautiful. So, love it. But let's talk baseball. Your weather tonight, you have some interesting ones. Blowing out the left field at about 11 miles an hour in Philadelphia between the Padres and the Phils. Blowing out to left in Washington between the AE Braves and the Nationals about 12 miles an hour. Blowing in Detroit between the Red Sox and the Tigers about 16 miles an hour. Also about a 50% chance of rain there, so catch that one. The bats might end up being okay. Pitching, not so much. We'll see as the day goes on. Pittsburgh at Cincinnati. Wind blowing in from right field about 12 miles an hour. A lot of rain in Cincinnati, so that might be a cross-off game. We shall see because it's a good one to target in that ballpark, but maybe not tonight. Cleveland, Texas, uber hot. I believe it's about like 104, 105 at first pitch. Going to be really, really warm there as expected. Bats to target on the Cleveland side. Texas could be GPP against Trevor Bauer. We'll see. And then Giants A's blowing out to right center at about 15 miles an hour. Usually not a major factor in the Bay because of the cover at night, but Oakland, the ball does fly out there a bit. So keep that in mind. Let's get to the arms on this slate. You got Trevor Bauer, 13-6, Steven Strasburg, 10-3, leading the way at the 10K and above options. Like I mentioned with Bauer, he's absolutely outstanding. Take nothing away from this man. He's one of the top pitchers in baseball. I talked about him on the latest round of the bases pod. He's just filthy, absolutely filthy. He's pitched against Texas once this year, 6 2/3, 4 hits, 2 earned, 11 Ks for 29 DraftKings points. The weather is a slight concern. Just keep that in mind when you're looking at totals, which I forgot to give you. Let me run those down real quick. See, I'm out of sorts. It's been a little while. Braves, Nationals, 8. Mets, Yankees, 8.5. Padres, Phillies, 8. Orioles, Jays, 9. Red Sox, Tigers, 8.5. Marlins, Rays, 7.5. Pirates, Reds, 9. The Globe Life game we're just talking about. Indians, Rangers, 9.5. Highest total on the slate. Dodgers, Brewers, waiting on that one as Wade Miley should be starting for the Brew Crew. Twins, Royals, 9. Giants, A's, 9. Rockies, D-backs, waiting on that one. Astros, Angels, 8. And White Sox, Mariners, 8.5. So a lot of 8s and above. Only one 9.5. The highest total is this Indians-Rangers game. That's why I mentioned Trevor Bauer in an interesting spot. The K's will be there. He's a great play if you want to go there. I don't think you need to go there tonight, but he is in play. If you're going above 10K, I'm looking at Steven Strasburg coming off the disabled list, threw 82 pitches in his last rehab start. All reports are showing he should be good to go. I'd imagine 95 to 100, no problem. I doubt they let him go crazy and like go 115, 120. But in the grand scheme of things, should be just fine. He's faced Atlanta twice this year, 14 2/3 innings. 10 hits, 3 earned, 18 Ks in those 14 2/3. He's averaging 29.9 DraftKings points per start against the Atlanta Braves. And this game is not in SunTrust, which plays well for him. A little more hitter-friendly in Washington. When you look at Steven Strasburg, the Braves strike out 20.6% of the time, and you have a K rate for Stras at 29%. He's been outstanding this year. He gets overshadowed by his teammate Max Scherzer quite a bit, but he's been very, very good. And you look at the Braves, 3.4 total, third lowest on the slate. Lefties 307, righties 348. It's kind of a reverse split. But the Braves, as good as their offense was, it has quieted down because they have a 311 WOBA, which is barely average at best, and a 148 ISO, which is really, really bad versus right-handed pitching. So they have struggled quite a bit of late. Does that mean they can't wake up? No. Anybody can wake up. But if you're going up top, I go Strasburg over Bauer just for the price savings. That weather does scare me a little bit. I still think Bauer can be great, but if you can save $3,300 and go into Strasburg, that's where I would go. That's just a logistical thing for you right there. Now we drop down. We skip Skaggs. We skip Thor. We go to Robbie Ray at $8,800 at home against the Colorado Rockies. You know, Ray has been pretty shaky this year. There's no doubt about it. In two starts against Colorado, he's averaging 11 points a game. At home, averaging 13.5. Last time out at Colorado, 18.6, 5 and a third, 5 hits, 2 earned, 8 Ks. Last home starting in San Diego was 11. He's very, very up and down. He's a GPP play, not a cash game play. That's for darn sure. When you look at Robbie Ray, the Rockies strike out 22% of the time against left-handed pitching. Ray's got a 34% K rate right now, but still that walks have killed him for a while. He's got a 12.6% walk rate. 13.5% swinging strike, lots of fly balls, lots of hard contact. It's kind of a mixed mash of options there with Robbie Ray. Colorado's team total is waiting for that. That's right, we're waiting for the total of the game. Lefties 286, righties 343 off Ray. So GPPs, he's in play. Not one of my top plays by any means, but he's definitely worth keeping on the radar if you're multi-entering. One of the plays I do like up here is Kyle Gibson at $8,600 at the Kansas City Royals. Gibson's been very, very good this year. Much better on the road, averaging 20 points a game on the road. And he's faced Kansas City once this year. 7 innings, 5 hits, no earned, 8 Ks for 28.2 DraftKings points. Absolutely filthy his last time out against Tampa Bay where he got 35 points. He had 27 against Baltimore. So he's been very, very good his last two starts. The slider is working like a champ. When it comes to Kyle Gibson, and you're breaking down his matchup against Kansas City. It's a Kansas City team that strikes out 20% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Kyle Gibson, 24% K rate, 46.5% ground ball rate. The Royals have a 4.3 team total. Lefties, 333. Righties, 309. But a WOBA of 291 and an ISO of 129 are both really, really bad versus right-handed pitching. So Gibson in a phenomenal spot. He got him once this year. Hopefully he can do it again. He's in a great spot at $8,600. Price is up compared to what people are used to with Kyle Gibson. Doesn't matter to me. You know, if the value's there, the value's there. And the value is there with Gibson at $8,600. I see a lot of people going to Jake Arrieta at $8,500. And I actually don't mind it tonight. I'm never the biggest Jake fan. He's averaging 17.3 at home, 2.53 ERA. Back-to-back 22.2, 27.6 point performances at Miami, at Pittsburgh. Now he gets a San Diego team that we love to target, especially with right-handed pitching. They strike out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitchers. Arrieta isn't getting a ton of strikeouts, 17%, but it's been better the last few starts. He's got a 55% ground ball rate, so two things we really like to target there. San Diego has the fourth lowest team total of 3.6, lefties 344, righties 293. Not a lot of lefties that really scare you in that San Diego lineup. And, you know, they have a 286 WOBA, 122 ISO, so we know how bad they are against right-handed pitching. They're even worse than the Royals. They're really, really bad. So Jake Arrieta, 85, is in play for you tonight. I can actually get behind him compared to normal evenings with Jake. Another guy here in the 8Ks. The 8Ks is loaded with options. That's why you can really mix and match and have some fun here today. You got Dallas Keuchel, $8,300 on the road at the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. He's been better on the road than at home this season. He's coming off a 21.3, 16.4, 26.2 in his last three starts. He's been very, very productive on the hill. He had a goose egg at Toronto, and then prior to that, though, another 27, 23.3. So five of his last six starts have had 16 or more, four of his last six, 20 or more DraftKings points. An Angels team that can be very scary at times. I'm not going to say it's a cakewalk, but they strike out 20.5% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Keuchel's 18% K rate, but 55% ground ball. And as always, limits the hard contact to 28%. Really good at that in his entire career. Angels have a 3.9 total. It's 7th lowest on the slate. Lefties 285, righties only 309. And the Angels have a 295 wOBA versus lefties, which is not good. That's definitely below average. And a 151 ISO, which is barely average at best, if you want to go that way, depending on your average scales for wOBA and ISO. So Keuchel is on the board at 8,300. I think people will get scared away because of the Angels, and they'll go to Arrieta or some others. So his ownership could be kind of low tonight and give you a nice option in your tournaments. After Keuchel, the last guy in the 8K range we're looking at is David Price, weather permitting, at the Detroit Tigers. You're getting David Price at $8,000. And yes, David Price can be very, very tilting, but that price tag, you have to respect it. He's averaging on the season 16.5 points per game. His last start against Toronto, 25.4. At Kansas City, 14.5. At the Yankees, got schlacked for minus 8. But then the Angels, 25.3. At Minnesota, 8.7. At Seattle, 28.2. 20.7. 21.9. 14.5. 25.9. He's been very, very good. Couple blowups here and there, which do happen. It's a Detroit team that will be right-handed heavy, as we always know with them. Tons and tons and tons of righties. They strike out 20.2% of the time versus left-handed pitching. And Price is a minus 170 road favorite. So something to definitely keep an eye on there. He's got a 24% K rate. Everything else is pretty good with the ground ball, the hard contact, all that good stuff. And when you're looking at Detroit, they have a 3.7 total, fifth lowest on the slate. Lefties 314, righties 345. So yes, the righties can hit Price, but as a whole, you know, the Tigers have a 157 ISO, which is average at best against left-handed pitching. So at the 8K price tag, he does give you tremendous upside. Is it a great play? No, but it does give you big boy upside at that price tag. So in this 8K range, we've got a lot to look at here. I got Gibson 1, Arrieta 2, Keuchel 3, Price 4, Ray 5. So you got a lot of options there in that 8K range. If you don't want to go all the way up in the 10s, you can definitely mix here. Or you can even add to some options down below. And we got three that I like here in the 7,400 and below range. We'll kick it off with Herman Marquez at 7,400 bucks. If you aren't using Robbie Ray, you got the opposite side in this matchup in Marquez, who's been absolutely outstanding on the road this season, averaging 21.2 points per game on the road this year. He's faced Arizona three times, 15 innings pitched, 7 earned, 16 Ks, averaging 14.2 points per game. His last three starts, one was at home against Arizona, 6 innings, 5 hits, 2 earned, 8 Ks for 25.3. He had 22.5 at Seattle and 36.8 at the Dodgers. Been very, very good his last few starts out there. Gets this Arizona team once again, so some might get worried because it's, you know, last team that he faced, facing them again today. Whatever narrative you want, but Arizona strikes out 24.4% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Marquez at 23.5% K rate, 46.2% ground ball rate. So a lot to like there when it comes to Marquez. Lefties 319, righties only 286 against Marquez. So yeah, David Peralta could hit 319, Jake Lamb, Descalso, Marte. There are lefties in that lineup for sure. But when you look at the D-backs even deeper, at 295 wOBA, that's way below average, and a 157 ISO, which is average at best versus right-handed pitching. Plus, you're going to hear the narrative, humidor. They're in Arizona, humidor. So Herman Marquez at 74 is definitely one I can target down here. A couple others you can look at here. Sam Gaviglio, 6,900 bucks. I think he's going to be a popular name tonight at home against the Baltimore Orioles. Gaviglio is kind of a up-and-down type guy, but at home a 1.97 ERA compared to 7.92 on the road. Averages 15 DraftKings points at home this season. And he's going to face a Baltimore Orioles team that is Machado-less now. This offense has gotten even worse, which is we didn't think it was possible. It happened. Adam Jones, they're talking about trading him. There's a lot of guys on the block on that team. So we don't even know who he's going to face when it comes down to it. But what we do know, it's a Baltimore team that strikes out 24.3% of the time. That number probably goes up with the replacement for Machado. So even more strikeouts in that lineup. He's a minus 140 home favorite at $6,900, which is very, very nice. He's got 21.5% K rate, a 50% ground ball rate, and a hard contact of only 30.6%. By no means is this like a lock of all locks, but it definitely lines up to be a phenomenal spot here for Gaviglio, a Baltimore team with a 4.2 total. Lefties 336, but righties 309. He's done very, very well versus righties. Big swinging strike rate and strikeout rate versus righties this year compared to lefties. Chris Davis is the only lefty that stands out in that Orioles lineup. And does that stand out? Probably not so much. They have a 291 below average wOBA versus right-handed bat pitching and a barely average 159 ISO. So when you look at Gaviglio at $6,900, he's very, very much in play in this slate at $6,900. And the last guy we'll mention, it's already been talked about in the Slack chat before I even started recording, because I just had to say this price tag is crazy. I know he can get blown up because he's shown that inconsistency. But can we start respecting Danny Duffy a little bit, please? $6,100 at home against the Minnesota Twins. A Twins team he's faced twice this year. 12 innings, 1 earned, 13 Ks, averaging 20.7 points per game against the Twins. He's been filthy. He's been better on the road than at home this season. But like his last day road starts 31-6, 26-7, 25-3. He had a home start against Cleveland at 0.9. But against Houston, 5.5. He's been much better on the road. So it's something to think about. But even his last home start against the Twins, 6 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned, 4 Ks for 14.7. At $6,100, you'd take that. And he's got the upside you're really looking for, because what he's doing now, the way he's throwing his fastball, his swinging strike rate, it's all just ballooned the last month or so. If you look at the Twins, they strike out 24% of the time versus lefties. You'd think the Twins are going to be this big-time lefty-mashing team, and outside of Dozier, who has heated up, so you can definitely look that way, they really haven't been hitting them well at all. Duffy's got a 20.5% K rate. The walks have been an issue. Does give up a lot of hard contact and fly balls, so that still hasn't come down. It's come down a bunch from the start of the season, but still has a few question marks. When you look at the Twins, they have a 4.7 total. Lefties, 348. Righties, 368 for Duffy. So it is risky. But the part we like about the Twins, the strikeout rate we love. And then they have a 306 WOBA, which was below average. And a 127 ISO, which is dreadful versus left-handed pitching. So when they hit lefties, they don't even hit them with much power when you look at the WOBA and the ISO department. So $6,100. He could get blown up, yes. He's been horrible at home compared to the road. But this is a different pitcher. I love the matchup against the Twins, who have been much, much worse. So he is in play if you aren't using Kyle Gibson, for sure. But down below here, I go Duffy 1, Gaviglio 2, Marquez 3. All really good options to help you mix and match. You can get all the bats tonight. If you don't want to pay up for Bauer or Strasburg, get all the bats. So recap on your pitching real quick. Strasburg 1, Bauer 2 up top. When you go down in the 8K range, I got Gibson 1, Arrieta 2, Keuchel 3, Price 4, Ray 5. And when you look down below, Duffy 1, Gaviglio 2, Marquez 3. One more thing, if you're looking at Steven Strasburg, he is our birthday boy of the day. So if you want to play the birthday boy narrative, pitching on his birthday, you never know, he could give you a little extra oomph on your slate. Let's get to the bats, but before we do so, let me talk to you about Draft. Draft.com, Draft in your app store is a great way to play fantasy sports. Snake-style drafts, just the way you like it. If you're getting ready for the NFL, which everybody else is, they have best ball drafts, and they are going crazy with their best ball drafts. A lot going on there. Tons and tons of fun. They have the quick ones, the slow ones. Get in, get out, get often. They have golf. Wait for next week now that the Open's already going on. They got baseball going on every day. Tons and tons of fun there. If you need questions on your lineups there, hit us up in the Slack chat. Lots to talk about there. But they'll have basketball. They'll have hockey. They have it all. Tons and tons of fun. And when you use promo code SDSports when you make your first deposit, you get entry into a free $3 tournament. It can be a best ball. It can be baseball. Whatever you want, entry into a free $3 tournament. So go check it out. Draft.com. Draft in your app store. Promo code SDSports at checkout for entry into a free $3 tournament. Now those bats we were talking about on this big 14-game slate where you will have tons of options to pick from. We'll start out with guys like Yan Gomes, $4,300 at home, or no, at Texas, with that hitting environment we talked about against Martin Perez. Cleveland has the highest total at 5.3, lefties 276, but righties 435 off Martin Perez. So Yan Gomes is outstanding at the top of your catcher's list. After Gomes, we slide on down, though. You got guys, you know, like Buster Posey versus Edwin Jackson's okay, but John Hicks, if you aren't using Price and it doesn't rain, he's got upside there, the right-handed power bat at $3,800 against David Price. You could look that direction. Maybe an Andrew Knapp at 38 versus Richards. I don't know if I want to play that much for Andrew Knapp, though. But you go down to a guy like Evan Gattis. Only $3,600 versus Tyler Skaggs. Yes, Tyler Skaggs is a good pitcher. But you look at Evan Gattis, who crushes left-handed pitching. Lefties are hitting 307 off of Skaggs this year. So Gattis can be a GPP-type play at $3,600. I can definitely get behind that one when you're making your lineups. The farther down you go, like a Mitch Garver against Danny Duffy at 33 could be in play for you as well. Alex Avila at 32. But I love me some Tucker Barnhart, as always, at $3,200. Jorge Alfaro's been hitting it better the last month. He's $3,200 versus Clayton Richards, another guy you could look at in that matchup. When you drop down to the 3Ks and below, you'll have a few options. You know, you got the catchers for the White Sox. If Kevin Smith's hitting against Wade LeBlanc, he's an option down here. He's a cheapie. Other than that, though, maybe a Sandy Leone hitting from the right side against Matt Boyd at $2,800 is another guy you can look at down here. But check your lineups, as the catcher's position will always open up value on big slates like this. Now let's get to the absolutely ridiculously loaded first base position. We have Jesus Aguilar against Rich Hill at 5,500, which is pretty nice. I respect Rich Hill enough, but that's nice. Muncy does hit lefties well. He's 4,900 versus Miley. So those are two good options up top there. You can go down to like a Goldie if you want, or Justin Smoke, or Joey Votto. They're okay plays. Don't hate them, but not in love with them at those price points. I'd rather look down at a guy like Jake Bowers at 4,400 bucks, who was just absolutely crushing it going into the break. Now he goes against Dan Straley. The Tampa Bay Rays, when you break it down, have a team total of 4.3. Lefties, 378. Righties, 393 off of Straley. So a guy like Jake Bowers at 44 very much so comes into play tonight. A little more scrolling on the position. Like Justin Bour versus Nate Eovaldi at 4,100 is outstanding. Brandon Belt at 4,100 versus Edwin Jackson. Two guys down here in the lower fours I definitely would take a look at. Josh Bell's only 4K versus Tyler Molly, weather permitting. That can be another cheapie for you. Steve Pierce, we know he loves to mash lefties. He's first base outfield eligible. He's 4,000 versus Matt Boyd. He's in play for you. Matt Olson in your GPPs at 4K versus Derek Rodriguez is an option as well. I'd rather go to Pierce or Bell probably, but Matt Olson, you got to respect the power he brings to the table, especially in your GPP lineups. When you go below 4K now, you got Eric Hosmer. If you want to go there at 37, I wouldn't, but he's always in play at a price tag like that. Matt Davidson, first base, third base, does have some pop versus the lefties. He goes up against Wade LeBlanc. He's 3,500 bucks. I can definitely see that as an option for you. When you look at the Chicago White Sox, they have a team total of 3.4, lefties 377, righties 335. So a guy like Matt Davidson could be a sneakier, low-owned GPP option for you at the position. Jose Abreu is only 3,400 bucks, which is criminal. I know he's been slumping, but that is insane for a guy of his talent level. So if you want a really good punt with upside, you go to a guy like Jose Abreu at 34. And then other than that, you know, you got Trey Mancini, who people like at 32. He can be okay. Brad Miller at 3K, probably not tonight. Chris Davis versus Gaviglio is only 2,900. If you really want to punt the first base position, you go to Chris Davis and hope he runs into one. But that's about it. Let's go to the second base position. We got Scooter Gennett at 4,900 bucks in a great spot there against Jameson Taillon. Lefties can get to Taillon pretty well, and we know the environment there in Great American Small Park. Brian Dozier at 47 versus Duffy. If you aren't using Duffy, it is a very, very solid play for you. Ozzie Albies in a GPP. Jose Altuve at 4,400 versus Tyler Skaggs is in play as well. Dropping down to Jed Lowry at 42, Descalso at 41, or two guys in the low fours I can get behind in their respective matchups as well. But you go down below, around 4K and below, Ketel Marte at 4,000 is in play. The switch hitter Nico Goodrum at 4K. Not running to play, but he does have that power GPP type upside to keep an eye on. Rougned Odor in a GPP at 3,800 versus Trevor Bauer is someone I definitely, definitely can look at for you there. I don't mind that at all. A little farther down, though, you got the likes of D. Gordon at 37 versus Big Game James. He comes into play for you. Hernan Perez versus Hill, if he's got a good spot in the order at 37. Alan Hansen of the Giants at 37 versus Edwin Jackson. I do like that quite a bit. If he's leading off the key word. Young Harris Solarte at 3,500 versus Dylan Bundy. We know Bundy can be really good, but can also get smoked at times. So you throw a guy out there like Solarte at 3,500 is somebody you can definitely keep an eye on. When you get down to the below 35 range now, second base has a lot of options, but nothing that really stands out as great. This is when we're going to have to definitely see lineup positioning as the day goes on. And I get a better idea, because even the below threes is really, really weak. So maybe a Chase D'Arnaud, if he's leading off for the Giants at 2,800, is a guy you can target. But you might have to pay up at the second base position, at least 4K or so and above. Third base, you have the always great Jose Ramirez at 5,800. He's in a great spot yet again tonight. Arenado at 52 is not bad at all. You can definitely go there. Bregman on fire, All-Star Game MVP at 5,000. So great spots, as always, in the third base spot. Max Muncy's in play. You can even look at like a Jed Lowry again at 4,200. Brian Anderson against Eovaldi at 42 could be a GPP type play. Third base outfield eligible for the Fish. Mentioned Descalso earlier. Jake Lamb at 41 against Marquez is in play. We did mention when it comes to the D-backs, you can look at the left side. Lefties at 319 off Marquez, righties 286. So you can keep that stuff in mind when you're looking right there. But as you drop down to the 4K below, you got Moustakas and GPP at 41. Eduardo Escobar at 4K versus Duffy are in play for you as well. Mikel Franco, if you're stacking some Phillies at 4K, could be a part of a Philly stack if you're going big. I don't hate that. Colin Moran at 37 versus Tyler Molly is in play for you as well. Take a look at those plays. If you're going all in on the Tigers versus David Price, you can go to Candelario at 37, but only if you're going all in. Don't get too crazy. I do like Solarte again at 3,500 versus Bundy, and Matt Davidson at 35 versus LeBlanc. I think it's a great GPP play there at that price point if you're looking for savings. I think Davidson and Abreu at the corner infields for the White Sox definitely have value for you. Kyle Seager's only 3,300 versus Big Game James. That does bring some serious value as well. Miguel Rojas at 32 for the Fish is in play. Other than that, that should be about it unless something else pops up when the lineups come out. Going over to the shortstop position, Lindor at 57 is outstanding. Loves hitting lefties in that ballpark. Cleveland is a great play. They should be chalky. With the pitching tonight, you can get these bats in there. They're in a great spot versus Martin Perez in that ballpark. They should just go ham on that place. Absolutely crazy. Trevor Story at 56, a good pivot off of him because it'll be super low owned. If Machado's in the lineup for the Dodgers tonight at 51 versus Wade Miley, he is definitely in play. First game with the new club. Could make things really, really interesting. So keep an eye on Machado at 51. Bogaerts at 5K is worth a look as well, weather permitting. But, you know, Lindor is the best play up there, but Story and Machado are both intriguing in their own rights. You got a little farther, like a Gene Segura versus Big Game James at 43, I don't hate. If you want to take some savings at the position, Chris Taylor versus the lefty Miley's in play. Ketel Marte at 4K also in play. Dropping below, you got Jorge Polanco at 3,800. Not running to play it, but could be a cheaper play for you. Anderton Simmons against Keuchel at 38 isn't horrible. B. Craw at 37. Love me some JT Riddle at 36. You got some mid-three guys here for the shortstop position. You can definitely take a look at Riddle at 36. A pretty solid play for you there. Kiki Hernandez, outfield shortstop for the Dodgers. Make sure he's playing because that trade of Machado could affect things. But he's 3,400 versus the lefty Miley, so he's very much worth a look in that matchup. When you get to the bottom of the threes, if Adrianza is in the lineup at 3,100, he could be a punt play. But we like to use Duffy tonight. So check your lineups. Like Alcides Escobar's 2,600. Orlando Arcia's 2,600 for the Brew Crew. I think he's getting called back up for the Brewers. If not, obviously can't play him. Head to the outfield. We have tons and tons of options, as always. You got Mookie Betts at 6K. Outstanding versus Boyd. Outstanding. Mikey Trout against Keuchel at 54. But JD Martinez only 53 versus Boyd. Another great play, weather permitting. When you slide down, like a Michael Brantley at 4,900 will be sneakier because lefty-lefty people might stray. Brandon Nimmo's 4,900. Love me some Chu versus Bauer and GPP at 4,800. You can definitely see the upside there in that matchup. A Jesse Winker at 47 against Taillon leading off would be really, really nice. Sliding on down, like a Nick Castellanos at 46 is really nice versus David Price in a GPP kind of stacking situation. I'm not using a lot of one-offs from Detroit, but I don't mind stacking against Price. If they're going to get Price, they're going to beat him up. They're not going to just get a couple, usually. Lorenzo Cain versus Rich Hill at 46 is very, very nice. Like that quite a bit. You go down a little farther, like B. Harper at 4,500 versus Sanchez. Corey Dickerson at 45 versus Molly, both in play for you there. Eddie Rosario, if you aren't using Duffy's, 4,500 bucks and has hit lefties very, very well. Sliding on down even farther now, you got like Juan Soto at 4,200 versus Anibal Sanchez. George Springer at 43 versus Skaggs. Springer has struggled in the last month to 2 months, but great matchup, and you're getting him at a massive discount at 4,300 bucks. That's a big-time discount for his talent level. Skaggs is no joke, but we've seen Skaggs get blown up as well. It's kind of one of those hit-and-miss plays. Lefty's 286, righty's 307 off Skaggs again. So it's hard to go all in on him, but at the same time, it is the Astros, so I don't hate it if you do it. I do like a Teoscar Hernandez at 4,200 versus Dylan Bundy. I keep mentioning some Jays. Bundy can shut guys down at the same time he can get beat up. So it's kind of a hit and miss play there. When you look at Dylan Bundy, the Jays have a 4.83 total, currently tied for third highest on the slate with the Red Sox. Lefty's 403, righty's 288 off Bundy, but I like Teoscar's power in that matchup. Mentioned Brian Anderson already at 4,200 as an option for you. You slide on down in a GPP. You can look at Giancarlo versus Syndergaard at 42. That's quite the discount there. That's why I look at it as GPP. Giancarlo at 42, big-time discount. Nelly Cruz and Mitch Haniger versus Big Game James, 4,100 each. I like that quite a bit. The Seattle Mariners have the second-highest total on the slate at 5.1. Lefties 355, righties 351. Big game James can be tilting at times, but you get the price point at 41 for those two guys, and that is insane savings. So keep an eye on those. Justin Upton versus the lefty Keuchel at 41, another GPP type value play. Love me some Reese's Pieces. Reese Hoskins at 4,100 versus Clayton Richards is DraftKings. They must still be drunk from the All-Star break because some of this pricing, especially in the outfield, really, really bad. The Phillies have a 4.4 total. Lefties 310, righties 351 of Clayton Richards. So give me some Reese Hoskins at 4,100. That is just way too cheap. Way too cheap for that matchup. That's a great play right there. In your GPPs, you know, you got Joey Gallo, you got Nomar Mazara. I'm not running to target Trevor Bauer, but I get it. I mentioned Steve Pearce earlier at 4K. You can look at Matt Kemp at only 4K versus Wade Miley. So another nice, cheaper option there in a really good matchup versus Wade Miley. When you drop below 4K now, you got like Kyle Tucker at 39, Michael Conforto at 39 versus Domingo Herman's a nice play there. Gorky Hernandez, if he's leading off at 39, I can get behind that as well. Farther down you go, Kevin Kiermaier leading off at 38 is a good value play for you there. I like that a lot for value. Daniel Palka at 38, not running to play it, but he's in play for you. McCutcheon at 38 for Edwin Jackson, also in play for you tonight. If Dustin Fowler is leading off for the A's, he's at 3,800 bucks. You got some options here. But if you're playing more GPP, Curtis Granderson, because he's always got that home run upside at 3,700, is someone you can look at against Dylan Bundy. Dropping down even farther now, you got Nick Williams at 37, not running to play that, but he's a cheapie. Rex Grossman at 36 versus a lefty. We liked him when he was a lot cheaper than that. But I do like me some Steven Duggar. If he's leading off at 3,600 versus Edwin Jackson, that is almost a must play. So keep Duggar in mind in that matchup against Edwin Jackson leading off at 36. Love him. Talked about him on the recent Bench with Bubba with Pat D of the FWO Bench with Bubba episode 107 recorded on Wednesday night. So go check that out. Really good stuff there. Dropping down to the 3,500 and below range. You know, Kiki Hernandez at 34, already mentioned him in their matchup. You know, Brandon Guyer is only 3,300 versus Perez. That is extreme value. He loves crushing lefties in a great hitting environment. So you could definitely take a look at him at 3,300 in that matchup. The bottoms of the threes, you're going to have like your Adam Jones of the world. Cole Calhoun, 32, but it's against a lefty, so be careful. You'll have a few more down here, but it's pretty much, you know, Alex Gordon, 3,100. Check your lineups and see what else pops out. Ben Gamble's 3K if you want to punt at that position. But definite options in the outfield, some good value there with the Kaniger Cruz. Hoskins is too cheap, and some other guys there that you could definitely take advantage of. Let's recap your pitching real quick on this slate. You got Strasburg 1, Bauer 2 all the way up top. And then in the middle, in the 8K range, you got Gibson 1, Arrieta 2, Keuchel 3, Price 4, Ray 5. Down below, you got Duffy, Gaviglio, and Marquez. Let's check out your BVP on this slate and send you on your way. Daniel Murphy 7 for 13 with a double, triple, and a homer off Anibal Sanchez. Matt Wieters 5 for 12, 2 homers. Bryce Harper 2 triples and a homer. Adam Eaton 2 homers. Trey Turner's even taking them deep. So the Nats like them some Anibal Sanchez. Freddie Freeman, 16 for 45, 4 doubles, 4 homers, a 356 average off of Steven Strasburg. That's good. Nick Markakis, 10 for 34, double and homer, 294 average. So some good numbers there versus Stras. Victor Martinez, 8 for 17, 2 doubles, 3 homers off David Price. That's kind of an old Victor. Mitch Moreland, Benintendi, Sandy Leon have all taken Matthew Boyd deep. Let's keep that in mind. Jose Peraza, 9 for 16, 2 doubles off of Taillon. He's stolen 2 bases. Billy Hamilton, 8 for 23, a double, a triple, 2 homers, and 3 steals versus Taillon. So Hamilton can be a crazy GPP if you believe in him. I don't, but you can. The Scooter Jeanette we like, top price second baseman. He's 10 for 25, 4 doubles, and a homer, batted 400 against Jameson Taillon. Jesse Winker's taken him deep. Adam Duvall's taken him deep twice. Eugenio Suarez once as well. So the Reds can be in a nice spot, weather permitting, which looks ugly in that matchup. Like CJ Cron, 2 for 2 with a double and a homer off of Straley. Rio Muto and Martin Prado taking Eovaldi deep. Robinson Chirinos, 2 for 5, 2 homers off Bauer. Nothing crazy. You go down farther. Matt Kemp, 8 for 27 with a double and 2 homers off Wade Miley. Grandal and Forsythe taking Miley deep as well. Drew Butera, of all people, are 6 for 12 with a homer off Kyle Gibson. Paulo Orlando, 8 for 13, 2 doubles. Moustakas, 11 for 33, 3 doubles and a homer. Gordon, 13 for 40, 2 doubles and a homer. So all hitting good averages there. Remember, it's a little different Gibson these days, though. Robbie Grossman, 6 for 17, 2 doubles and a homer off Danny Duffy. McCutcheon, 16 for 41, three doubles, three homers, hitting 390 off of Edwin Jackson. Panda, 9 for 21, two doubles and a homer at 429 average, so it could be cheap options there. Nick Hundley, 6 for 16, a double. B. Craw's got a couple doubles. The Giants could be some value for you. Goldschmidt, 9 for 17, two doubles and four home runs off Ramon Marquez. Keep him in mind tonight. David Peralta, 8 for 20, three doubles and a homer. Owings, Lamb, Marte have all taken Marquez deep. Charlie Blackmon, 15 for 33 with a double and four homers off Robbie Ray. Tapia, Desmond, Parra, Cargo, Story twice, and Arenado once have all taken Robbie Ray deep. They're hitting 346 as a team off of Robbie Ray. Kyle Seager, 8 for 22 with a double and three homers off Shields. He was only like 3,300 or something. Keep that in mind. Nelly Cruz, 9 for 34 with a homer as well. Abreu and Tim Anderson have both taken Wade LeBlanc deep. And Abreu's 3,400 tonight, so some value there. Martin Maldonado, the cheaper catcher option. He's taking Keuchel deep. Mike Trout, 14 for 41, two homers. Kinsler's taking him deep as well. Altuve, 7 for 18 on Tyler Skaggs. But that'll do it. A lot of BVP to look at there, but you'd expect that on a 14-game slate. So good luck tonight. Check us out, thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens on Twitter. Go give us a rate and review on iTunes or wherever you listen, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Stitcher, Spotify, YouTube. It really, really helped the podcast out quite a bit. Join us in the Slack chat if any questions you have for all sports, all things. We even have NASCAR going in there now. Just ask for an invite. Hit me up on Twitter, hit SportsDegens up, Facebook, whatever. Let us know and we will get you on in there. But good luck this weekend. Enjoy your Friday night. Enjoy your weekend. I will be back on Monday. Go check out Andrew McClintock's work. He's got three catchers, three outfielders and three first basemen you need to own in the second half of the baseball season. We have Bench with Bubba episode 106 with Bob Lung, talking a lot of consistency in fantasy football, and Bench with Bubba episode 107 with Patrick D, talking a lot of fantasy baseball for your second half. Go check those out. Around the Bases with Bubba and Mo episode 72 is out as well. So lots going on, as usual, at These Sports Degens. Go check it out. I'll be back with you on Monday. Good luck this weekend. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, July 20th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.